Today's case is Curtis Brothers Company versus Katz, and it took place in the New Jersey Courts of Chancery in 1907. And the purpose of this case is to look at an example of specific performance being rewarded as a form of damages or as a form of remedy. And let's jump into the facts. So in this case, we've got on one side, they got a tomato farmer, and on the other side, you have a tomato canner. So let's explain where these names come from. So the tomato farmer is just this guy who has a bunch of fields where he's growing tomatoes. And the idea is when the picking season comes around, when those tomatoes come into harvest, and just as a prerequisite, I don't know anything about farming stuff, so I'm going to probably use a lot of inaccurate terminology. But anyway, so he has a bunch of tomatoes grown in his fields. They grow, and then when they're ready to be picked, he leases out chunks of his land to people, to businesses who take those tomatoes and pick them and can them in factories. So he leases out his land to all these tomato canner people. All right. So in this case, there's a tomato canner who's one of the people leasing this land from the farmer. And again, the tomato canner is going to pay the tomato farmer some amount of money to be able to pick tomatoes on tomato farmer's land, and we'll just say like it was 50 acres of land that tomato canner gets access to. And when the picking season comes, tomato canner will go out there, take the tomatoes, get, you know, exclusive access to that field for 6 weeks, can them, take them to the grocery store or whoever wants to buy it, and then sell it off. So just part of the supply chain process. All right. Now what happens is they have this agreement, but farmer decides to breach the contract. He says kind of at the last minute, getting close to picking season, he says, sorry, you can't have access to this field after all. I'm going to give it to someone else. I don't know what he did, but he breached. And each side, no one disputes that there's a breach that happened. The question is, what sort of damages are going to be awarded? Now, we've got our normal three damages, right? Or three categories. We've got expectation damages, reliance damages, and restitution damages. And expectation damages is the default. And again, expectation damages means you have that farmer would have to pay tomato canner enough money to put him in the same spot that canner would have been had farmer followed through with the contract. And in this case, meaning that farmer let the canner, tomato canner, go on his field and pick his tomatoes, right? However, this is a different case where tomato canner does not want expectation damages. He doesn't want these money damages. Instead, he wants something called specific performance. Okay, so what is specific performance? It's almost like a fourth special category of damages. It's when the court makes the breaching party actually do what they specifically said they would do in the contract. So normally, if someone breaches a contract, we say, okay, you were supposed to open up your fields to let tomato canner take the tomatoes. And since you didn't do that, you got to pay up. You got to pay money to compensate tomato canner for those losses. But specific performance says, no, you actually have to like open up the field. We're not taking your money. You actually do the thing that you said you were going to do. Right? And as a general rule, courts do not like specific performance. They would much rather do money damages. There's a lot of reasons behind it. I'm not going to go into it here, but something you may want to, maybe I probably should do an episode on this at some point, but something you want to know is a thing called efficient breach theory. I'll try to explain it really quick. It's just when it's like you want people, if this farmer has some better opportunity for his land than following through on the contract with tomato canner, then from an economic perspective, is better for farmer to go ahead and take advantage of that better opportunity. So if there's another canner out there who's willing to pay like triple the price, the original tomato canner is willing to pay, then, you know, economically speaking, that's way better. So like he can pay tomato canner what was originally owed to him, and then he can go make double from this other person who's willing to pay a lot more. So in a way, everyone's better off. But again, a efficient breach theory probably needs its own dedicated episode, but at a general level, that's the basic idea behind it. And kind of explains why courts like to default to expectation damages. Okay, let's talk about the scenarios where courts do use specific performance as a way to hand out damages. So the big area where this is kind of the default rule is when there's a contract with land. So if you're someone selling, if you're in a contract and the person and you're selling land, so let's say I'm paying you $50,000 to buy this plot of land. It's an acre of land. I'm buying it from you, and you breach the contract. And in that case, the court would not say, okay, you need to pay up Casey whatever that land was worth to him, or whatever that land, however much that would have made Casey better off. As if he had already got the land. What money would it take to get Casey in the same spot? Instead, they're just going to say, no, you just give him the piece of land. We're not going to do money damages here. And so that is something just unique about land. Just one of those exceptions that you have to memorize and always keep in the back of your head. Now, why is that the case? The reason is because if you think about any piece of land, that land is unique. Like there's no other acre plot of land that is the exact same as that other plot of land. And so I can't really use the money that you give me to go and buy an equivalent piece of land. That's the only one that there is. So in the case where money damages cannot put you in the same position where you would have been had the contract been fulfilled, that's when you want to start looking at specific performance. Again, as a general rule, courts don't like this. And when it comes to a service contract, so like if I'm going to pay you to paint my house, courts definitely are not going to do specific performance there. They're not going to force you to physically come over and paint my house as a result of you breaching the contract. So that's a general rule surrounding specific performance. So let's apply that to this case and see why the judge does award Tomato Canner with specific performance. And to explain this, we kind of have to talk about how the tomato canning process works. All right, so I mentioned a little bit of this before, but let's go over it again. When the harvest season comes, you've got this 6-week period where you've got to pick your tomatoes from the fields, give it into the factory, can them, and ship them off. And it's this very tight 6-week window. And leading up to that 6-week window, these tomato canners, these businesses, they got to get ready for it. So you got to hire workers, you got to get supplies, factory capacity, all that stuff. The thing is, you don't know what capacity you're going to need until you can see the harvest that's coming on your specific chunk of land. So you know, this tomato canner in this case, he's looking at his 50 acres of land or whatever he leased for, and he's saying, okay, looks like we're going to be doing 1 million tomatoes this year. And so what he did was he got his factory ready, hired people, he got everything ready to go to can those 1 million tomatoes. And then again, farmer, he said, nope, sorry, I'm giving this piece of land to someone else. The problem is tomato canner's stuck. He has his big old factory, all these things ready to go, and no access to the tomatoes needed to can. And the root of the problem is he can't go anywhere else for those tomatoes either. It's not like he can go out to like to the grocery store or some farmer's market somewhere and buy 1 million tomatoes. The only way to get access to that sort of quantity of tomatoes is through these I don't know how you call these farmer leased contracts where you get access to a field where you can harvest it. So if Tomato Canner doesn't get this, get access to this land, he's going under. He's like his factory has nothing to produce and his business is basically going out of business if this doesn't come through. So in this case, Tomato Farmer can't really pay any money to Tomato Canner to make him whole. He can't do anything to put Tomato Cannon in the same position he would have been had the contract been fulfilled as originally agreed. And so, back up a sec. You know, Tomato Farmer could pay Tomato Cannon the value of his entire business, but we don't want to do that. Like, we don't want to make Tomato Farmer pay like $10 million, whatever the value of Tomato Cannon's business was. That'd get out of proportion. And maybe more importantly than that is not just proportionality, but more like it's uncertain. Like, how much is being able to sell those tomatoes, how much is that going to be worth? It gets really messy trying to figure that out. So the more equitable solution, the judge says, is to just make Farmer lease that land out as originally agreed to. Okay, so hopefully that made sense. Again, the key issue is that Tomato Cannon has nowhere else to go. You can't give him any amount of money to fix this problem or to put him in the same position he would have been. So money damages just don't work. And so that's the case, that's the exception when you want to start looking at specific performance. All right, so that's specific performance. Only going to do one case on this. I think this case basically gives you all you really need to know about specific performance. And again, it's sort of an edge case thing, but something you do need to keep in the back of your mind. Thanks for joining me. I'll talk to you next time.